The small town of Cross Creek is largely considered to be a peaceful, quiet place to live. But in recent months, that peace and quiet has been interrupted by a war of words over airboats.
It's not about their living. It's we don't care what they do out there, you know. But when they wake us up, we do care. It's really, really annoying.
Some people are just never happy with anything. They got to be constantly complaining about something. They have nothing better to do than just, you know, pick a thing and complain about it.
The winner in this argument is going to be decided on Election Day, when voters can choose to ban the use of all airboats in Alachua County from 7 at night to 7 in the morning.
How can it be okay for one guy in an airboat out there at 3 o'clock in the morning to think that it's okay to deliver this full-throttle sonic trauma into our homes and into our beds and into our skulls in the middle of the night and think nothing of ruining my sleep or the sleep of 100 of my neighbors?
John Moran is a member of Quiet Lakes of Alachua County, the group spearheading the proposed airboat curfew.
It's not the highest and best use of these natural resources that we all own to allow it to become the personal playground for one group of people who have these machines whose ordinary use is at the detriment of everybody else trying to enjoy a bit of peace and quiet.
But to Michelle Scepter, who owns a fish camp in Cross Creek along with her husband, airboats are not just any other machine. It's how she and her husband make a living.
It absolutely would affect our business. The alligator hunters won't be coming to rent rooms and use our docks and our equipment and our store. The duck hunters won't be coming.
Her husband, Jeff, says the airboats never disturb him.
I have my house right here. All the airboats come by here. And it never affects me from talking on the phone or watching TV.
The president of the United Sportsmen Airboat Alliance, Jerry Wetherington, says the ordinance is discriminatory.
This whole issue is driven by a small number of people that just don't like this certain class of boats, and they're discriminating, trying to discriminate against us. I hear the train in Lockaloosa. It makes more noise than the airboats do.
Airboaters crying discrimination are like smokers who claim victimhood when they lost their right to light up in restaurants and airplanes. Your rights do not exist in a vacuum. There's no right to pollute, and airboat noise is pollution, pure and simple.
A message the co-chairman of Quiet Lakes, Whitey Markle, expresses in song.
Mister, won't you shut down that awful machine and listen to the song of the lake?
In the end, it's up to voters to pick a side on November 2nd, whether to listen to the song of the lake or the buzz of the airboats. For Florida's 89.1, I'm Trent Kelly.
For 2 million years, we've lived by the water without your infernal machine.